We talk kol zemes baralanu. From all that we've learned, it's clear. Shehashem isbarach hemid is inyan hatanug. Shehu yeh nekudas hanisayin ba'olam. That Hashem has established that this inyan of tanug, of pleasure, is the nekuda of nisayin. Not only in our avodas Hashem, but bechlal, in whatever we're doing, the underlying nekuda, that nekuda of nisayin, of examining, of testing, of evaluating, is, are you enjoying this? Are you enjoying this? Again, it's not the tachlis of why ever, chalila, of why we're doing it. But but one can check. As difficult as it is raising children, because a parent believes deeply that this is the tachlis of his life and her life, with all of the difficulties, one would never exchange it for anything. And there's always that feeling of, at the end of the day, it was hard. I tried, I did what I could. And I'm grateful, and I have an intense feeling of enrichment. It's not fun, it's not easy, but I love it. That's a way of checking to see whether you're in a place of yichud, whether you're in a place of oneness, with unity, with marriage, with your emunah in Hashem, with being a parent. Hashem was mamed that nekudas hanisayin in life, of tanug. Dehainu, ha'im baralo. Is it clear to you? She'ein mitzius amitis chutz me'Hashem esbar. That there is no true mitzias. A mitzias that is, no matter what, the mitzias that's, a mitzias that has been, is, and always will be. That there is no mitzias amitis chutz me'Hashem esbach, and Hashem is leis osa ponu minei, soivav al kalam, mamal kalam, and soivav kalam. Rakum makar ha'chayim and makar ha'tayiv, and only Hashem is the source of life and the source of all good. Mimela, I am dedicating my life to doing my best, to following all of his instructions, all that he's told me to do. And that I know, and I believe, that true tanug, and true chiyas, and true life, is rak etzel Hashem Yisbarach. It's only there, by Hashem. Usha chalila. That's the true mitzias. The true mitzias is Hashem. Usha chalila. Ha'adam yipol meha emuna. Shechas v'shalom, a person falls from emuna. V'yachshav shi'itachin shi'atoy v'tan. He tries to keep whatever he's able to keep. And he goes through the motions of observing all that he can in Shmiras HaMitzvos and so on, which of course you have to do. But he has fallen from his emunah. It doesn't mean he doesn't believe that there's Hashem. But he's not in that place of Ein Mitzias Amitis Chutz Hashem Esborach. He's not in that place. And that's why this person is looking for, he does what he has to do with his Yiddishkeit, but as far as his pleasure is concerned, his enjoyment and his pleasure, that's not by Shachas Menchemarev. That's not by learning. That's not by sitting in the sukkah. It's not by the Hanukkah candles. And he could be standing by the Hanukkah candles and dreaming of midwinter vacation. It's not by the Hanukkah candles. It's not by his Yiddishkeit. That's not the point of his tanug in life. The tanug that he's looking for and the toiv that he's looking for is in the klipas. Doesn't mean chas v'chalila in ra, in something, in evil. Klipas noiga, but in other things. Like the famous saying that's attributed to the Tzemach Tzedek, his daughter asked him if she's able to have coffee before davening. The Tzemach Tzedek's daughter asked him. And the Tzemach Tzedek said it's better that you should have a cup of coffee so that you'll be able to daven, rather than davening so that you'll be able to have a cup of coffee. That was his answer. To get finished with the davening, Rav Soloveitchik said that he described Yiddishkeit when somebody was speaking to him about the difference between how he remembered Yiddishkeit and the Haim. Back in the shtetl and how Yiddishkeit was here, he said that here he found more of the desire of a person to be oisgedavend. That's the word that he used. Oisgedavend means, I want to know that I finished davening. You ever have that, ever happened to you that you just climbed into bed and it's nice and cozy and warm and you lay your head on the pillow and then there's that horrible thought of, did I dav marav tonight? Did I count svira tonight, right? So Soloveitchik said, to be oisge davened means that the ikur is not davening. The ikur is that I davened. Not that I, the ikur is not my davening, not davening, not while I'm in the davening. The ikur is that question, did I daven? Did I fulfill my obligation? Did I daven? It's not how you think after, you know, when you go to bed and you're not sure if you watched the last game of the World Series. Am I Oiske Davin? Am I Oiske World Series? It's to be in that moment, that pleasure of watching that game that you like, whatever it might be, or whatever other klipa of this world that we're in. But when it comes to davening, it's am I Oiske Davin? Did I fulfill my obligation? Did I fulfill my obligation? It's not like that when it comes to eating. Person's in the inyan of eating, and shakua in the inyan of eating, looks forward to it. While he's in it, he's enjoying it. Some people will reminisce about the meal that they had, but it's not. I'm not sure if I ate, and I wasn't yoyse my obligation to eat, because that's the nekudas on the side. That's the point of how one is able to look at oneself. It's not why I do things, but when I'm trying to understand where is my emuna, where am I holding in my emuna, tanug is the nekudas anisayin. Vav. So that's why when Yiddishkeit is not the nekuda, is not that place of tanur, that's why in a person's life there are so many nisyanis when there's something competing with one's Yiddishkeit. So if I'm struggling with taking some money that is a very big suffix, according to Shulchan Aruch, whether I'm allowed to have this money, if a person is mamish living in that world of ein mitzias amitis chutz ma'Hashem Yisbarach, ein mitzias amitis chutz ma'Hashem Yisbarach, that the only true mitzias is Hashem Yisbarach, then you're not going crazy over this choice of should I take the money, should I not take the money. Taking the money that might not belong to you or that doesn't belong to you is Gehenna. It's not a choice. It's not a choice. But if that emunah is not in the place that it should be, so then there's always that struggle of what is going to give me greater pleasure, what is going to give me greater tanug, doing what Hashem wants me to do, or not doing what He wants me to do. And we don't articulate that bechira every time. We don't articulate that, but in a very deep and silent way, those are the choices that we're making. What do I enjoy more? What do I enjoy more? What gives me more pleasure? For the tzaddik, it's bechlal not an inyan of making that choice, or it's a very, very subtle madrega. In madregas of ahava and yira that the tzaddik is making, and certain madregas, but not between tov and ra. And really, that's what's shifted by the chet of Adam and Chava. Not going into that right now. It's one thing to know something is good intellectually, and to know something is bad intellectually. It's another thing to feel that this is my leman tichya, this is my chiyus. You could know intellectually, in your head, you know that something is good, and you know that something is bad, something is right, and something is wrong. But the leman tichya, the chiyus, the or, the tanug, will determine where your loyalties are. That's just how it is. That's how Hashem created us. The tanug will determine where your loyalties are. Now, that doesn't mean you can't be makabel ol. And through your kabbalas ol, you do a heroic thing, and you fight against that tanug that you're looking for in that klipa, and that's a great thing. That's a tremendous thing. And Hashem is saying, at yadati ki yireh lukim ato. That's Yireh Shamayim. It was despite the fact that I would have a much greater tanug sleeping than going to shul. One overcomes that and pulls himself out of bed and makes it. It's a gewaldige thing. It's a tremendous avoda. We were talking about that. But as far as year after year, being in that milchama of going to shul or not going to shul, of getting up or not getting up, and so on, It's an indication of the weakness of one's emunah, and that reality of ein mitzias amitis chutz ma'Hashem Yisbarach. Ein mitzias amitis chutz ma'Hashem Yisbarach would lift up a person. Ve'isa Yaakov Raglov would lift a person's feet up to run. When it's something that a person enjoys, you see how it is. People could stand in the middle, can go in the middle of the night to stand online for something or to run. When it comes to doing chas v'chalila, something from the klipas, a person is not tired, a person is not sleepy. But when it comes to avodas Hashem, it's a struggle. So v'hineh ha'emuna b'yichud Hashem, hi merkas pnimius kol ha'avoda. Therefore, this emuna that we're going to be talking about throughout the sefer, in yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem doesn't mean that there's one God as opposed to two gods. That's Yiddishkeit 0001. We're not talking about that. Almost every person in the world thinks such a way. We're not talking about many gods. Emunah b'Yichud Hashem, meaning that's what there is. That's what life is, one God. He merkas pnimius kol ha'avayda. That's at the center and the pnimius of all of the avodah that we do in life. V'tachlis kol chai. That's the tachlis of life. V'hi pnimius v'tachlis kol ha'terah v'ha'mitzvahs. And it's the pnimius and the tachlis of all of terah and mitzvahs. Shenitnu lonu k'dei shenasig al yodam oid v'oid. It's a havana ha'muka. That terah and mitzvahs were given to us in order that we should acquire more and more and become stronger and stronger. and this deep understanding and this deep belief and awareness, there's a hargosha behirin to feel in the clearest way, but mitzias Hashem is baruch biyichudo. And that truth, that ein mitzias amitias chus Hashem is baruch Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad. That's what it means. Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad doesn't mean as opposed to believing in Christianity or Islam. Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad means exactly what we're learning, that ein mitzias amitias chus Hashem is baruch Hashem echad. The tachlis of all of the mitzvahs is emuna. Kol mitzvahsecha emuna. We'll come back to the notes at the end. V'chol achayim tzarech l'sa'alos b'zeh. And this emuna, this belief, has to uplift everything in life. It's the meaning, it's the goal, it's the aspiration, it's the objective of everything that we're doing. Everything in life. Everything, not just my mitzvahs. Not just the learning and the davening and the mitzvahs. Everything in life. The first one, what we're going to begin with is Ahavas Yisrael. Ahavas Yisrael. They say from Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka, somebody once asked, Rabbi, how do I know that my davening is really sincere, and how do I know that I really mean it? How do I know that I really mean it? So Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka said, listen to this, and think about this, talk to the family about it. So Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka said, you know that your davening, the Shemoneh Esrei, was real, that when you take three steps back and you look at the people around you, you love them more than before you said Shemoneh Esrei. That's what he said. If you look at the people near you and you love them more after Shemoneh Esrei than before Shemoneh Esrei, it means that your davening was real. That's what he said. It's an oimek mamish. It's not just about putting out tefillin. If you experience some level of Dveikus Bashem, if you entered into that reality of Ein Mitzias Amitis Chus Meshem Esbarach, then you're going to look at everything in a different way. In a higher way, in light of that reality that this person next to me is a Yid, is a Chelik Elokam Imal Mamish. It's looking at everything differently. And he said that if you take three steps back and you look at the person the same way that when you said start a Shemoneh Esrei, or you're even annoyed with them because for whatever reason, you know, came within four amas of your seat or something. So that it wasn't the davening. That's what he said. Chol achayim tzarech l'sa'alos b'zeh. V'lizkos la'oimek achrei oimek. And through this, a person is zayicha in life, oimek achar oimek, deeper and deeper. Bekinyin amiti, to be koine in a true way, in a real way. Ad oimek hanefesh, this truth. And therefore, even the smallest things in life give the person tremendous tanug, tremendous pleasure. It's a life that's filled with tanug, a life that's filled with simcha, with tanug, with excitement. You don't have to go across the world to try to and spend $100,000 to try to squeeze out a little of excitement, which, while you're already finishing it, is meaningless. Every single second in life, everything in life, is oimik acha oimik, tanuk pnimi and tanuk amiti. V'adam shezarech lekinyin amiti b'emuna, a person who is zarech to a true kinyin in amuna. And he has the deep and strong feeling in this Metzias of Hashem and Yichud Hashem. He acquires shleimus of the the highest level of kirva, of closeness with Hashem. Ki kol Yehudi, every Jew, kifi kinyonu b'hakara b'yichud Hashem, according to how he is kinda, this clarity, this awareness of yichud Hashem, kachu zoich l'schaber lo yisbaruch, so he will be zoicha to have a kesher, to have a chibur with him. Be'emes ad pnimius hanefesh. Be'emes ad pnimius hanefesh. In truth, ad pnimius hanefesh. V'zoich lios merkava l'shchina, and he's zoich to be a merkava, a vehicle through which the Shechina comes into this world, is revealed in this world, not comes, but is revealed in the world. Everything that he does is his galus of Shechina in the world. Which is a tachlis hakol, yes, l'dir b'tachton. It's the tachlis of our existence. That each one of us, that this world is a dir b'tachton, a dwelling place where the Shechina is revealed and is known and is experienced. Ze ikra chayim. That's the ikur of life. The tachlis kol ha'avayda. And the tachlis of all avayda. Lahakir ba'amitas v'yichud Hashem. U'mitach zeh l'schabi imay. To recognize yichud Hashem. And through this to become connected to Hashem. U'lihidabik boi b'tanug. And to be attached to him with tanug. Ash lo yiloy ba'ilamay. Elas Hashem esbar ki ha'kol. Till that's what life is. And it doesn't mean that one doesn't go to work and one doesn't have a family and one doesn't play a little ball. It doesn't mean that at all. It's everything in life. The center of that, and the focal point of that, which around everything revolves, is this mitzias of ein mitzias amitis chutz me Hashem Yisbarach. Let's see the notes. Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. Yud. Kamesh Kosev Ramban, Masoif Parashas Bo, is the most famous Ramban in Chumash, Bezel Lashon. Ramban writes, Zui Kavanas Kol HaMitzvahs Kulan. This is the Kavanah of all mitzvahs, Shenamen Belokeinu V'noideloi, that we should believe in Hashem, Kol Mitzvah Sech Emuna, V'noideloi, and to acknowledge Him, to be thankful to Him. There is no other reason for man's being created. Rakze, only this. Sheyeda ha'adam v'yoyda l'olokav shabaru. That man should know and give thanks and acknowledge that he was created by Hashem. V'chein kosav ha'chosav ha'chavis ha'lavavis b'zeh l'shem. The Chavis ha'lavis writes, Rav ha'inyin ha'mukuvin b'mitzvah shebegufim be'evarim hu lo ha'ir ala mitzvah se'shetiena b'levavas shem shevash ha'tayra. Chavis ha'levavas, that the heart should be filled with this truth, with this awareness. B'zeo klal ha'tayra, liray says mitzias ha'shemesh b'chol dover ba'ala. And this is the klal ha'tayra, the entirety of Torah. To see the mitzias of Hashem in everything in the world. Belichyos ito, and to live with him. K'mashakasa b'chol drachecha de'eyu, to know him in all of your ways. K'mahu b'shulchanarach simen reishlam anarav. K'farabach havakuk v'amin alachas v'sadik b'manasa yichya. And Havakuk said it in those few words. Tzadik b'manasa yichya. That tzadik lives every moment of his life be'emunoso, in that faith. Yud aleph b'chol mitzvah, every single mitzvah. B'chol moed, in every single yontif, Shabbos, yontif, mizgala l'odom or Hashem isbarach. There's a gilui of that light of Hashem. Mizchazik b'libo, and all of the yomim tovim and all of the mitzvahs, each one in its own way, helps a person to be mizchazik b'libo, to strengthen within his heart ha'akar v'ha'argosha b'yichudu yisbarach b'dvekus bo. If every single mitzvah, and every single yontiv in its own way is focusing on a certain aspect of that truth, of that reality of Yichud Hashem, and how to be dovuk to Hashem through the lulav and the esek, through shofar, and through kiddush and avdola and the tefillas and so on. Every mitzvah. Every yantiv and every mitzvah, and everything that you're learning in Torah, every single thing in Yiddishkeit, it has a different color. It's coming from a different angle. That Hashem as well gave us all these opportunities, all these different ways of being mizdabek to Him, of knowing Him and of experiencing Him. Each mitzvah and each yantiv, everything. There's a different color, a different aspect of how to be megala this one truth of Yichud Hashem. Vein moed daim lechaveir. So now we're beginning to make our Hachanas for Chanukah. And all of Chanukah, every single thing with Chanukah is just this one nekuda, the same that one nekuda of Ein Mitzias Hamitis, that there is no Mitzias Hamitis, only Hashem. Echad Yachad Miuchad. But how is that accomplished through the Yomtov of Chanukah? And all of our limudim regarding Chanukah is to come to this, is to strengthen this truth and to reach this point of Dveikus. I was reading, there was an article by a Frum professor. There were a few different articles, and somebody sent me, and this Frum professor was asked, what's the purpose of teaching? She teaches, I think, in Bar Ilan or Hebrew University, of teaching Jewish thought. Machshava, Machshavas Yisrael, Hashkafa. And his response was, in order to appreciate the intellectual complexities of our religion, and to have a greater understanding of the abstract nuances of Judaism. And the next guy that was writing was one of our Fununzer mention. Basically, he said that what that guy is saying makes me nauseous. And he said that the purpose, there is no purpose, the words Hashkafa, Machshev Yisrael, Machshava are phony, cold, plastic, sterile words that were made up by professors. And the reason that I learn Mesil Shasham Chavis Lavavis Maharal Svasem Santanya and Nefshachaim is in order that I could be Dovuk to Hashem as Baruch. That's what it means. Is to be able to help me to achieve Dveikus to Hashem. There is no such words as Machshavas Yisrael, Hashkafa. All of these are made up words for Yiddishkeit without the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Not God forbid that these people don't believe in Hashem. I'm not saying Chas V'Shalom. I'm not saying that. In order to appreciate the complexities and nuances of Jewish life, that's why he learns Maharal. Wow. That's why he studies and teaches a course in Kabbalah, because that's really complex. Essentially, there's no difference between that and trigonometry or chemistry or biology. It's just that he happens to be more interested in this than in math. He's more interested in Kabbalah than in math. So that's why a person studies Jewish mysticism, in order to appreciate the complexities, the intellectual. When you're listening to a shiur from somebody, because there are millions of shiur, Baruch Hashem, we're living in such a time. When you turn on your podcast and you're listening to a shiur, you should be able to tell within 10 seconds of which camp that podcaster belongs to. Within, it shouldn't take you more than 10 seconds to know whether or not this is a complexity, appreciating complexity and nuance guy. Whether he plays for the Mets, or whether it's a Lizdabik Bashem, he plays for the Yankees. You should be able to tell within 10 seconds what team we're talking about over here. Within 10 seconds. The nuances and complexities guy, usually also there's a lot of buffoonery, and he's more worried about using fancy words. And it's pretty easy to detect the guy very quickly. And with the Dveikus guy, usually the English is not as sophisticated. By Rabbi Sachs, it was always good English. And he was a good guy. He was on the Yankees. But he just spoke like that. I don't know how he did that. He just talked like that. I don't know how he spoke to his wife and kids. He just talked like that. But it's very easy to tell within a few seconds. Like, what is this shiur about? Is this a shiur about appreciating complexities? Or is this a shiur about Dveikus Bashem? You can tell very quickly. And at this point in life, at this age in life and point in life, while it's interesting to hear something that's about the complexities and nuances, and you might be a Jew who's in it for being more fascinated by Judaism, but one needs to ask oneself, to test oneself according to what we're learning here, is what is it exactly about this shiur that is causing me to feel this tanug at this moment in life? What is it that I'm enjoying about this shiur? What am I enjoying about this shiur? What gives me a tanug about this Torah that I'm learning? What's the point of tanug? What am I getting out of this shiur? A greater appreciation? It's better than doing other things. I'm saying it's not better than other stuff. A greater appreciation or a better relationship? For a husband and wife to stand on the chuppah or in the yichud room after the chuppah, and the husband says to the wife, I'm hoping that over the course of our years together, I'll be able to understand you better. And she says, wow, I was hoping that we'd be able to love each other more and more over the years. He said, no, I'm just hoping to appreciate more the complexities and nuances of your personality. And then she looks out at the yichud room. Now she starts to try to open the door and says to the Adam, stop! It's not 9 minutes yet, is it? She's looking for yichud and he's looking for hashkafa. No, I'm trying to understand the hashkafa of marriage. I want to have a greater appreciation for her name is Rachel, for Machsheves Rachel. That's why I'm marrying you, because I think you're a brilliant person, and I want to have a better understanding and appreciation for the nuances and the complexities of your way of thinking. And she says, I thought you liked me. She says, no, I'm impressed by you. I'm deeply impressed by you. I thought you loved me. No, I appreciate the complexities of your ways of thinking. So she's looking for a relationship, and he's looking for something that interests him. And it's in that there's two different worlds. We're in footnote Yud Aleph. Kafilu shatachlis kulam lahavi yisodim lashemes baruch lamunah bai. Mikol mokam kolachet parol b'chelik acher shel hanefesh. Every mitzvah, when a person learns the kavanas of the Arizal, and you begin to become opened up to that world of what every single mitzvah, how each mitzvah kol mitzvah sech amunah, how every single mitzvah is parol b'chelik acher shel hanefesh, is working in another part of the nefesh to draw closer, deeper to that circle of Hashem. Tefillin and tzitzis. That's the whole shach kavanas of Rabbi Chaim, to see, to understand how, and the mekubalim, the tzaddikim, the mekavanim, in every single mitzvah, and all of the shamas of how this mitzvah of tefillin, the tefillin shel yad, the tefillin shel rosh, how it draws me deeper and deeper into this truth of ein mitzias, amitis chus ma'ashem esbar, dveikus ba'ashem. A different part of the nefesh, a different part of oneself is drawn in through tefillin and tzitzis and so on. How? That's when you're learning Maharal and how the Maharal is doing that. And then you learn the Svasemis and how Svasemis does that. And then you learn Kedushas Levi, you learn Nefesh Chaim. And how that tzaddik is, in his own unique way, is drawing you into that dance with Hashem is Baruch. Into the dance with Hashem. Into the Yichud of Hashem, into the Yichud Vum of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every tzaddik is drawing you into that dance. And he knows that dance. And his whole tanuk, the Maral's whole tanuk, is being in that dance. And he loves Jews, so he wants you to be with him together in that dance with Hashem is Baruch. That's what you learn. When you're learning Maral, the Maral is saying, come dance with me. Come into this circle with Hashem is Baruch with me. That's what the tzaddik is doing. He's not sharing with you the complexities and nuances of his thoughts. This professor thought that's what the Maral was doing after he went to the mikveh. And after he davened, he sat down, he was writing Tiferes Yisrael, because he felt, I think I really have a lot of complexities and nuances to offer the Jewish people. That's what the Maral was doing when he wrote the Sefer. But if you go on the computer, there are lots and lots of websites that are complexities and nuance. You can Google the complexities and nuances of Yiddishkeit on the computer. There are lots and lots of websites. Yiddishkeit is v'chata b'chaim l'man tichya. To live that. To live that's your chiyus. Not an interesting subject that you enjoy studying. That's the ik in the kudah of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Susilani, who's drawing into the world, that nekuda of Laman Techia. That's why it's hard for a person who wasn't raised in that, who's not in that world, to appreciate why would you want on a Friday night at 11 o'clock at night to go to the Rebbe's Tish and watch him eat and sing a couple of Nagunim. If anything, wouldn't you rather be sitting and learning? And this is a point of contention. Sleep or learn. But what are you doing? Standing around a table. What are you doing? What's the tachlis of that? What's the inyan of the tzaddik? We're going to learn about it. What's the inyan of the tzaddik? The tzaddik, when you look at the tzaddik, you're looking at a person who's not committed to the complexities and nuances of Yiddishkeit. You're looking at a person who's living in that world of Ein Mitzias Amitis Chutz Mashem Shbarach. And every second that you spend in his Dalet Amos, you're lifted into that place and you become part of that circle. You're drawn into that dance. You're pulled into that dance, even if it's almost against your will. Because I remember that when I was in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, in the second half of our senior year, that was a big thing then. It was called Tochnit Yud Gimel. And we thought it would be fun. We went over to some Yerushalmi family. And we spent Shabbos in this apartment in Meir Sharim. This was just an experience that I go back to many, many times over the years. It's so many years ago. And we had the Suda Shabbos. He was a Sofer. His name was Rav Broin. Chaim Broin. And we were sitting there, really Yerushalmi, the whole thing with the stripes. And I was sitting there, myself and a friend of mine. I think back to that Friday night in that tiny apartment in Be'er Sharm, and it was already like 11:45. This mirror was just until he made Kiddush, it was like an hour. Until he actually made the Bar Piagov, it was like an hour. The Avoida, with the children and with the Hakafis and the Rikudim and the Avoida. And then so it was 11:45, 12:00, and I wasn't even sure where we were going to sleep in this place. It turns out he emptied out his kids, and the kids were sleeping in the kitchen, so that the two Americans could have. He had to take like 7 kids out of the room. None of the kids would be in the room, just so that the Americans should have a bedroom. And the kids were sleeping in the kitchen, because we came out. I didn't know where we could. He put us in the room, and then you walk out in the morning, the kids are all over the place on the floor. But at 11:45, 12:00, he said, "We're going." And so, where are we going? He was told us Aaron, "We're going to the Rebbe." Going to, it's 11:45 at night. Going to sleep. Going to the Rebbe. Let's go. Okay, we're here. We're in it for Shabbos. We're going to go. He said, this is like almost 50 years ago. There was no commercialization then. It was like, it was just it. And I'm looking around, and the tanug, the pleasure that these Jews had at 12:00 at night, these hard-working Jews, these poor people, the tanug that they had. And the feeling that I remember having is that I want to be like them. I don't want to live in a little apartment like that. And I'm not ready for that kind of outfit or anything. But I want to be able to have that kind of pleasure being a Jew. That time of being a Jew. Because you can't fake that. If the Ribbono Shel Olam is the center of your universe, and being with the Tzaddik is the greatest pleasure in your life, being with the Tzaddik. And I didn't really understand what he was talking about when he finally spoke. He didn't talk until like 2:00. And I couldn't understand. It was like, it was hard for me. The Yiddish was hard for me, and it wasn't so clear. You know, so I was able to understand a lot of Yiddish, but at least it was very clear. But if it wasn't, it was hard for me. And he was all the way down there, and I'm in the bleachers, you know. But I was thinking, wow, these people, they have something. They have something. And that's what he's talking about. It's a Yiddishkeit. It's a life of Laman Tichya. It's not something that I do. It's who I am. It's what I am. It's the air that I breathe. This is the air that I breathe. Not something to get finished with, so I can get done with this, get over with it, and get back to the other, you know, stuff. To the Klippas. Commissioner Achnam is upset to my mormal my Adam. You'd base. Ubedova has said, Nim dead is my Adam. And this is how a person is measured. This is how one can measure oneself. Commissioner Kosov Agro, I'll do for Heramah, Hanadoim Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Summit. The Ramah brings at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Sam, Zeklal Gadol B'Torah B'Maylas at Tzadikim, Shalochim Lefnei Elokim, where the Ramah brings from the Loshen of the Rambam and Moreh Nevuchim, because of Agra, Zekol Maylas at Tzadikim. You know how the Gra was so every single word. So the Goyin, when he was writing his Hagoyis on Shulchan Aruch, and he was writing his note on the words where it says, "Uba malus hatzadikim." This is the malus. This is the greatness of the tzadikim. This is the measure of the tzadik. The Goyin couldn't hold himself back from adding the word "kol." Is that "kol malus hatzadikim"? Kol Milas HaTzadikim is what? Shivis Hashem Nagdi Sarmin. That the tzaddik, kol milas at tzaddik. Now this is the Vilna Gaon, right? So it's not the Baal Shem Tov. Kol milas at tzaddik is what? Shivis Hashem Nagdi Sarmin. Not how smart you are. Not whether you're a Vilna Gaon that understands all the complexities and nuances because you're the genius, the biggest genius that ever lived. Kol milas at tzaddikim is Shivis Hashem Nagdi Sarmin. Tzaddik Menosa Yechya. Kol milas at tzaddik. The Gaon was careful to make sure that his oilam would know that that is kol milas at tzaddik. Kol milas at tzaddik. Shivis Hashem Nagdi Sarmin. Commissioner Kosar Amchal, Shikim Ashagorm, the Tzadikim, Lizkas, Liz Tzadikim, Humash, Chipsu, Bechol Aces, Ashkin Hagdosha. Dr. Amchal writes that what made the Ovis and the Tzadikim great, every moment of their lives, they were looking for the Shechina. Every moment of their lives, they were looking for the Shechina. Liyas Mekovel, Ashkin Hagdosha, Kamay Shomar, the name of Dr. Amelch, Ad Emsa Mokim Lahashem. Like Dr. Amelch said, Ad Emsa, he wasn't just looking for the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Ad Emsa Mokim LaHashem. When he was eating, Ad Emsa Mokim LaHashem. When he was sleeping, Ad Emsa Mokim LaHashem. When he was talking to people, Ad Emsa Mokim LaHashem. Every moment of Dr. Amelch's life was Ad Emsa Mokim LaHashem. Ad Emsa Mokim LaHashem. Mishkanos Lavir Yaakov, the dwelling place Lavir Yaakov. V'chol Yehudi Yochel Iskos Lias Mekarv LaShchina. And every single Jew can be zeichet to be a mekavel l'shchina. The Ha'inu l'chiyos es metzias Hashem Yisborach l'meinu, to live this life of Hashem Yisborach in the world. Shezenik v'shchina. Loi b'shamayim hi. This is not far from us. Ela ani Hashem shoichin b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Hashem said, ani Hashem shoichin b'soich b'nei Yisrael. I am there with you. We have to daven, so Mitzvah next day of Shabbos, we'll just read the last final preparation for entering into the Sefer, into Mitzvah begin next week with the Havas Yisrael, so we'll just finish the Mova next Shabbos.